This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A just-released Senate report on the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building has uncovered missteps by government, military, and law enforcement before the attack. They included a breakdown within multiple intelligence agencies and a lack of training and preparation for Capitol police officers who were quickly overwhelmed by the rioters. The senators are very critical of the Capitol Police Board, a three-member panel that includes the heads of security for the House and Senate and the architect of the Capitol. This is the first bipartisan review of the violent insurrection at the Capitol building. The CEO of Colonial Pipeline, hit by a ransomware attack last month, goes before Congress today. Here's our Julie Walker.
CEO Joseph Blount is expected to detail Colonial Pipeline's response to the cyber attack and explain his decision to pay the hackers a ransom in Bitcoin worth roughly $4.4 million to get back online. The company supplies roughly half the fuel consumed on the East Coast, and the attack forced it to temporarily halt operations, causing chaos at the pump with long lines and gas shortages. The FBI announced yesterday it was able to recover the majority of the ransomware payment by identifying a virtual currency wallet used by the Russian-based hackers. I'm Julie Walker.
Vice President Harris meets with Mexico's president today. Yesterday in Guatemala, she had this blunt message for those thinking of trying to cross the border illegally.
Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border.
She says there are legal ways to come to the U.S. It'll feel like a blistering hot and humid July across parts of the Northeast and upper Midwest through tomorrow. The National Weather Service says temperatures could be 15 degrees above average. This is AP News. Now to the latest news about a new drug for Alzheimer's disease. Here's our Ed Donahue with this report.
The Food and Drug Administration approved the first new drug for Alzheimer's disease in nearly 20 years. But there were doubts. The drug is from Biogen.
Aducanumab, which is now going to be marketed as Aduhelm.
The FDA approved the drug, saying it was based on results that seemed reasonably likely to benefit Alzheimer's patients. Dr. Maria Carrillo is chief science officer with the Alzheimer's Association.
This therapy slows the progression of the disease because it addresses the underlying biology, one of the hallmarks of Alzheimer's, which is amyloid plaques.
Therapy usually manages symptoms of Alzheimer's, like insomnia or anxiety. FDA advisor Dr. Caleb Alexander said no to the drug's approval. He said the agency has regulatory standards based on evidence, but in this case, he thinks the product got a pass. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.